Well, welcome to the Sal and Bob Show, an impromptu start.
No, that's fine. That's look, let's just say it out loud. We're drunk, right? Which we often are on our show. But we just decided to hit the record button and
talking to our producer. This is they say Joe Rogan starts off the cuff, so
Joe Rogan is high 24/7. And by the way, can I just say this about Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan is so full of shit.
He's got the number one podcast in the country.
And he does. World. You know, I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, no, I get it. But he's not a medical doctor.
No, there's nothing I would ever say about Joe Rogan except that he's full of shit. And he knows he's full of shit, okay? But he's obviously entertaining, and he's got the number one podcast in the world. So who am I to cast aspersions
guests.
On?
He does have interesting guests. These people that he has on sometimes, I would never hear anywhere else. You know, he's got these obscure, you know, doctors on that, you know, they go into Fallon doesn't have, you know, this skin doctor from Sweden on, you know,
doctor from Sweden. What is that? Is that like, is that a new techno band? I don't know. Skin doctor from Sweden.
The skin doctors. You know what I mean? So he's got interesting guests where you're not going to see those guests on Colbert or whatever. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the slap heard round the world? If we don't talk about it, then we're going to be the only ones not to talk about it on their podcast or their TikTok video or their, I mean,
you know,
everybody's talking about the slap. I mean, Jesus, my colonoscopy doctor was talking about it during surgery. I literally heard it under anesthesia. It was so powerful. The Will Smith story, so powerful. I heard about it under anesthesia.
They're like, count backwards from 10, you're at 8, and you're still hearing it. And you heard it throughout your surgery, right?
G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
You know, it's so funny to me how weird things intersect in life. Okay, so G.I. Jane was a piece of shit. It was an awful movie starring an awful actress, right? Demi Moore is awful. She's just, you know, it's like, I don't know. It always fascinates me how current events and things that are in the zeitgeist, the popular zeitgeist, intersect. And so we have this, G.I. Jane reference from Chris Rock. I was going to say Kid Rock because I'm drunk. By the way, I said, I posted a joke on Twitter the other day. I said, Kid Rock is what happens when you have a grease trap become semi-sentient. So you have this moment at the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
And then Chris Rock is referencing a god-awful movie by a god-awful actress, right?
Yeah.
Demi Moore. And then in the same week, it turns out Demi Moore's husband, or ex-husband, Bruce Willis, is retiring from acting because he's got
alopecia or something. It's another aphasia.
Aphasia, I think, is what they call it, right? And whatever it was, aphasia.
Alopecia, aphasia.
Alopecia is the thing that started all this craziness within Will Smith's head at the Oscars. So it is strange, isn't it?
And my favorite American Idol singer was Anastasia, which is very ironic.
Well, you know what? And here we have problems. Look at the horrible war in Ukraine.
And, worried
Putin,
about Will
the,
Smith.
The piece of shit war criminal. The last czar, Nicholas Romanov, his daughter, Anastasia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of goes along with the alopecia.
Well, I'm glad they brought up G.I. Jane 2 because it just reminded me I got to bring G.I. Jane 1 back to Blockbuster. It just reminded me.
You got like $900,000 in late fees?
Yeah. I'm glad Chris Rock brought that up.
That's so great. What a way to put a coda on this. You know, there's so many tendrils with this and so much weirdness, but let's bring it back to the original question. You said,
What do you think about? Yeah, what I mean, because every you're a comedian, I know what you're going to say.
You know what? I got two things to say about this, and I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity. So, the first thing I'd like to say about it is that Will Smith is a dick. He's a colossal dick. You can't slap a dude. I don't care who it is, for whatever reason.
No, it's,
you
know, it's stupid.
And Chris Rock is, what is he, 5'8"? He's a skinny guy. And Will Smith played Muhammad Ali. He's a very large, athletic man.
Yeah.
And he pimp slapped him in front of the world, right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I want to say. And he has, still hasn't apologized correctly. He still hasn't given Chris Rock the correct apology. But the second thing I want to say is that, okay, his wife, Will Smith's wife, that he sits at the red table with, what a freak show that is, you know, and they were doing that shit throughout the pandemic. They're like, look, we got, people are dropping like flies. Every 2 minutes, people are dying of COVID, war, famine. Let us tell you about our weird life. No, I don't care.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
But so anyway, the Oscars, they show the two of them before and during and after. She's in this green dress, you know, and she's all sanctimonious, and she's sitting in her chair watching all this go down, and her hands are folded across her lap. She's looking like a little princess, right? That was on Oscars night. They didn't show the night before where she had like three dicks in her mouth, right? That's because that's the kind of woman she is.
Well, yeah,
right?
They have an open relationship. It's open, like means the door is open.
The door
to the
is
bedroom.
Open, man.
That's what that term means.
It's Motel 6, man. Come on,
you know,
in and
whatever. I mean, Will Smith can do good on his own if he wanted to, but I just think Will Smith looks like an idiot throughout all this. I think they're going to naturally cancel him. Is he going to be poor? No, he's got more money than God. But
by the way,
will he be a big blockbuster hit? I don't know.
There's a movie. I'm sorry. There's a movie on, what is it? Apple TV. I wish I could see that, but I can't quite figure out how to hook it up. It's a $120 million movie that he stars in. They have no idea. They've already paid the money. It's ready to go. It's in the queue, but they don't know when to release it because they don't know if it's going to bomb.
Well, some people have backed out with him on some projects.
People, yes. You know, he's worth $600 million. He and his open marriage wife, Jada, you know.
Jada Pickett Fence.
Yes.
I like to try to Jada Pickett Fence because they don't let nobody in their world.
Yeah. Nobody except whoever can jump this 3-foot fence. Oh, it's everybody. I mean, it's at the Motel 6.
Jada Pinkett
Smith. What a hoe bag. Come on.
And now it's in the news that there was a TikTok video of a comedian getting attacked on stage. And I just want to say,
whatever.
Look, it's not going to happen. First of all, I'm doing an old folks home next Saturday. Who's going to rush the stage? He's going to have a walker. You know what I mean? Who's going to rush the stage at the convalescent home I'm doing next Saturday?
Walker and sensible shoes. Yeah. Going to be wearing New Balance.
You know, hey, look, comedian was rushed on stage at the Williams Rehabilitation Center off of Sterling Heights in Monroe. You know, like, I'm not going to get attacked at an old phone. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, nobody wants to get attacked on stage.
No, nobody wants to get attacked on stage, particularly Chris Rock. And I got to say this, just as a man, when I saw that happen, my initial reaction, the first reaction within the first few seconds, but after several minutes have gone by, I thought, you know, Chris Rock, dude, come on, say something, man. Hit him back. Do something.
No, he was.
But then, you know what? He's on worldwide TV. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Suck it up. Move on. Be a professional. And he was
a pro, and he's going to reap the most benefits. His concerts have already quadrupled in price. People love him.
Yeah,
he's going to be bigger than he's ever been. You know?
Somebody asked me the other day, it was a civilian. It wasn't a comedian. They said, "Why do you suppose he put his hands behind his back and put his face out when Will Smith was walking toward him on the stage?" I said, "Because he didn't think he was going to get assaulted and battered. He thought there was Will Smith is a funny guy. There he was setting up a bit, and there was going to be okay. It's improv time, and he's open for it all, right? Yep. No, Will Smith is a dick. He hit him in the face.
He didn't expect it. I thought the same thing too, but you know, people are asking why he didn't put his hands up. But I also said
because he didn't.
You know, the lights are in his eyes. He probably didn't see Will Smith. Till, well, then again, he saw him when he come up because he said Richard or something, so he knew he was coming.
Yeah, so he knew Will Smith was coming. But there was no part, Sal. There was no part of Chris Rock at that moment that thought that Will Smith was going to smack him across the face. On worldwide TV. There was nothing in his body that said, okay, he's mad. I'm going to get smacked. He was like, okay, this is comedy. He's a comedian. I'm a comedian. Let's see where this goes. Bam!
Yep. It just shocked him. It shocked him too. It shocked him like it shocked all of us.
Yeah.
Will Smith has some, like I think Jim Carrey said it best, Will Smith has some head problems. He's got to go see some professional help.
Caused mainly by his hoebag wife.
His wife is controlling.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that? I mean, the guy, and I went back and I looked at some of those red table talks that he had with her.
He actually said he fist bumped her.
He fist bumped her after she said, I had an entanglement with this dude, whatever the hell he was. And he fist bumped her and said, bad marriage for life. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he just...
Have some pride. What are you doing?
No, he doesn't care because he loves her that much. That doesn't matter. When love goes, you know, there's a lot of women that possess that power over guys.
Meet the curb.
That's just the way it is. Will Smith worth $600 million, but... He's acting like that guy that wants to go out with the girl at the mall, you know?
He's acting like the dude in the corner of the motel room who's filming his wife getting railed by another dude. That's what he's acting like.
Well,
sorry to be graphic, but
no, this is the graphic episode of the Sal and Bob episode, show.
Yeah. So let's tell our listeners what we've been drinking tonight. The first one we had was called Faust. It's a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, 2018. Awesome body. Great. It's like $50-$52 a bottle. And then we had two bottles of Stag's Leap. Good wine. $50 vintage. And then we had a $100 bottle. I mean, Stag's Leap never disappoints, does it?
Never does. So here we are. It's great wine.
That's where the opinions have come from tonight.
We would like to thank also White Castle for this wonderful suitcase of burgers that we bought. That's all we did. We bought, you know, I don't know, 20 of them or 30 of them, whatever you get.
We needed that. We need a suitcase of burgers.
Eating them in the parking lot, picking up our wine.
We're so stupid. We needed a wallet of burgers. That means one, right? And we got a suitcase. I agree.
Tigers opening day is Friday, April 8th in downtown Detroit. The Detroit Tigers will be making their home opener this week at what used to be Michigan and Trumbull. I don't know what they say now. But it's Michigan and Trumbull.
What do they say? It's Woodward and it's not Montcalm.
Oh, that's Michigan. It used to be Michigan and Trumbull, but I used to love saying
that. Yeah, I know, but they don't say that. It's Comerica.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been 20 years. By the way, it's been 20 years since that stadium was erected. Yeah. I always have trouble saying erected. Yeah, So 20 years and
the other one was limp. The other one went limp, and the other one was erected.
It was flaccid, Sal, as it were, on Michigan and Trumbull. They paid $1 million a year to the Little Caesars organization. Comerica did, and I haven't heard that they re-upped, so there might be a name change coming. I think it should be Leo's
Coney Island Park.
You know what? I'd be so down with that.
I think
right?
it should be Town Club Park.
It should be. Yeah. Town Club. I love that. That is so great.
Fago Park.
Oh, Fago Park. I would be all over that.
I think all stadiums need to do that. I don't want the Amazon Arena. You know, it's just, you got to go home school. You got to go low. Right? I know, but it's too corporate. It's too way corporate. They should go whatever. They should name parks. You have to name a park. of some business that's in that town, or you can't name it, but that business.
I agree.
That way we could have Ho Ho Twinkie Arena, you know, or somebody that's made in Pittsburgh, yeah. Hershey's Park, you know.
Yeah, Lafayette Park.
There you go.
You know, the thing that always bothered me about it is that it was the Illiches, right? That that gave the naming rights to
Arena,
to Comerica. It was okay. It's only $1 million a year. Now you and I only. I'll take that $1 million a year, right? But to the Illich family, you know, who owns Little Caesars and the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings, $1 million a year. They
like
walk around
bucks,
with that
right?
in their wallet. Okay.
Correct.
So why would you sell such a, you know, such a an important thing? I've never really got that. So I thought, you know, why not just not re-up that contract after the 20 years was up and call it Illich Park? I'd be more down with that. Or Little Caesars Park, right?
Yeah, well, I just thought it's Little Caesars Arena, which is good.
Right.
But Comerica Park, yeah, you know. And,
do you even bank at Comerica? I don't even know anybody.
No, I don't.
Comerica. Bank. The name is stupid to begin with. Comerica.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like Company of America.
Could mean two Americas. It could mean that too.
Oh, Comerica. Oh,
I'm saying it could.
Oh, America and the other America.
Yeah.
The Comerica.
Could,
ah, I never thought of that.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
Well, whatever
I
it
think
is.
It should be, you know, something local.
You know
the
I think
Sal and Bob Show Arena Park. The Sal and Bob
hey,
Show
you
Park.
You know what? That would make more sense than Comerica Park because they tried to, you know, give it a nickname. They tried to call it the Copa. Everybody's like, yeah, I'm not fucking going with that. That's stupid. Nobody says, hey, you going down to Copa? Fuck no. Nobody says that.
So what would you, off the top of your head, can you think of any
if
other
if local... Comerica was the still the sponsor or if they weren't, who would I
if
want?
If they weren't, who would you want? Or if you know of any other cities like in, you know, like in Dallas, instead of whatever the name is out there, you could go J.R. Ewing Park. For, you know, because of Dallas was such a big television show, right?
Or in Denver, it'd be Blake Carrington Arena that we're showing our age here, right? Like 90% of our listeners don't know who the hell J.R. Ewing is or Blake Carrington. But we don't care. I don't know. Look, anything but something so bland and so antiseptic as Comerica Park.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just call it. I mean, literally, Woodward Park would be better. If it's on Woodward.
How about Ernie Harwell Park?
That would be beautiful, right? No. I'd take that.
Yeah.
You could call it Willie Horton Park or Al Kaline Park or whatever. But anyway, so it's coming up, and there's going to be a decision.
That's going to be fun.
To be made.
What do you got coming up? You got anything personal appearances?
Well, I'm going to tell you the thing I enjoy most about comedy these days is appearing with you at our show that sells out every single month at
Jeanetti's
Hole in the Wall
Theater. What a fun gig.
Oh, my God.
Come on out. Shows
Thursday, April 7th.
April 7th. Not going to be able to see that one, but May 19th.
Standing room only every single time. And it's not just because of us. It's because of the guests we have on the show. It's the special talent. We do a different kind of show at Jeanetti's. It's not a regular comedy club show. We are highlighting newer, and it doesn't mean, 21-year-olds. It could be a 45-year-old, a 50-year-old, who's newer.
We mix
comedy
it up,
club,
as they
but
say.
Who are funny. If they bring the funny, they're welcome on our show. And this week, we have, Robin Gillerin, very funny lady.
She did great a couple months ago. Yeah. About a month ago when I worked with her, she was funny.
Yeah, and she had us on her show in Port Austin. I forget where she is from, but her husband, Jason Gillerin.
In Franklin, Michigan.
Franklin, Michigan. And then our pal, Steve Smargon. Steve Smargon, funny guy.
Hilarious. I can't wait to see him.
Oh, yeah. Steve always has some great funny takes. Former Marine, a guy who literally has been dealing with PTSD and talks about it openly in his act and makes
funny
it funny.
Funny guy, man. Great guy.
And then our headliner on Thursday, a very special guy, a very good friend of ours, Mike Green.
Mike Green. So glad to see him back on stage. I saw him at his club about a month ago, One Night Stands Comedy Club. Check out onenightstandscomedyclub.com for all the shows coming to town, but we were lucky enough to have him on Thursday night, April 7th, with us to close out the
Sal and
Bob.
Let's talk about Mike for a moment here. Show. Mike is one of the good guys in comedy, okay?
And busted his ass, man.
Oh, say again?
Busted his ass to get where he's
been.
Oh, yeah,
busted his ass for decades. And one of the funniest guys in the country. Now, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I haven't seen him on a sitcom. I haven't seen him on a Comedy Central. That doesn't mean anything, okay? Mike has won the Las Vegas Comedy Festival. He's won the New York Comedy Festival, okay? These things don't happen on accident. And he's going to be with us.
It's going to be great. Can't wait.
And he's closing out. It's going to be awesome.
And we do, you know, what a lot of people out there don't understand is it's a full night. We get together and have dinner before. So I can't wait for just the table talk with him and with Steve and with Robin. Yeah. And
it's such
the
a
staff
joy,
at Jannetty's and Laura and some of the followers that come out every month. We have people that literally come out every month.
And
can't
let's not
wait
forget our musical accompaniment every month, Howard Glazer.
One of the best guys, such a great guy.
One of the
guy.
Best blues guitarists in the world, you know,
just a
is
fun
on
night.
Stage with us and playing some gut bucket blues, laying it down during the show. It's not like any comedy show you've ever seen. We have such talent on this stage. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It really is. And so please come out to Jannetty's Hole in the Wall Theater, not April, but down the line.
You can't get tickets for April 7th. We're sold out.
We always, here on the Sal and Bob Show, we're always in tune with what's going on. And we would like to say, we would like to give our condolences, rest in peace to the family of Estelle Harris. Seinfeld star from Toy Story, actor dies at 93. The mom, George Costanza's mom, on Seinfeld, very very funny,
very very
comedic
funny.
Actress. I loved her on that show. She was just hilarious as George Costanza's mother.
Yeah, I mean,
her
she was
high
pitched perfect
voice was just. It cracked me up. I really did. Yeah. And it's kind of sad because when I used to watch Seinfeld with my mom. My mom always liked her, even though my mom didn't know what she was saying, but my mom liked the way she acted.
Let me ask you this. Now, over the years, I've understood this about your parents, and it always cracked me up, and I love it. It's so endearing.
Yeah.
That they just watched the shows and almost just for the reactions, right?
Correct.
Because
they
didn't speak English.
Yep.
Did you put closed captions on for them in Italian so they could read it at least?
No, they wouldn't be able to do that. They're not, they just wouldn't do closed caption.
Okay, you know, so you can ask for,
but
okay,
they
so they wouldn't
or
read
my
it?
Dad wouldn't and my mom wouldn't have back then either when she was alive. They just wouldn't have done that.
Okay, so they
so
were
it's
just
gotta
in
be,
the moment.
They can just pick up words. I mean, like my mom was a huge Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal. Those shows she watched a lot. Now, maybe she doesn't know what Drew Carey's saying to the contestant, but she knows that that the little guy can't go over the mountain, you know what I mean, for the game.
Matterhorn.
You know, or what you, the Plinko game or whatever that's called. The
Plinko!
The yodeling guy. What's that game called?
I don't know, but it's funny.
You know, they watch all that.
Whatever, Plinko, more wine. Give me your glass, buddy.
But they're just big on American television, but it's just like you said, it's just my mom and dad, I'm going old school now, like you said, we're dating ourselves, but my mom and dad loved, this is my memory as a kid. I know you said you had, your memory was watching like the Tonight Show with your parents, you know, like in the living room and stuff. My memory, because my mom and dad went to bed early, even back then. I used to watch Three's Company with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's the show I watched with my mom and dad. You see what I'm saying? I watched the Tonight Show by myself, like in the basement, in the dark, because my parents would be asleep. But I watched Three's Company with them, your Happy Days, or, you know,
you're watching,
those are the
Mrs. Roper and her moo-moo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
But again, my mom and dad didn't know what was going on, but they knew Jack Tripper was tripping over the couch or whatever.
Yeah, so they loved the physical, the comedy. Yeah, yeah.
And they always thought he was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was funny. But see, that's the proof right there of why certain shows are so big. You know, that's a perfect example. Like, my mom and dad really didn't understand Three's Company, but they understood John Ritter's brilliance of yeah. you know, kind of Dick Van Dyke did it before yeah. him, you know, yeah. just tripping over the couch. Right. That's just
broad
funny.
Physical humor.
It's funny
yeah,
all
great.
Over all world types, world, or genres or cultures, whatever you want to talk about it. But if you well, watch like ER, you got to be into ER. You can't watch right. ER as a, you know, as a, you know, well, I'm going to be at Jannetty's as well. So look forward to that, saldemelo.com. For any future performances, and BobPhillips.com at Bob the Suit for his great Twitter jokes.
That's
do you have
nice
a tweet
you
that
say.
You've done today? Did you do anything today? You want
to? Yeah, I did. I did one today.
Give
that,
us one today.
That seemed to get a little traction, and basically, it was this. What did I say? After careful consideration of the current situation and all available options, I've decided to get in the van.
Yeah, I like that one. That's good.
It's just silly. But
my last one was, it should have got more love, but I said, do you think there's a body of water in Ukraine called the Crimea River? Get it? The Crimea River.
Crimea River, yeah. Why right? did I didn't even see that?
Yeah, nothing. Got nothing.
Oh, I got to retweet
but,
that.
But
I got to retweet
Crimea,
that.
Do you think there's a body of water named Crimea River?
Funny.
Well, maybe which is people, sad because I know maybe people didn't like it because Ukraine's going through
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, maybe they thought that it was something
it was insensitive.
Negative. Maybe you could rephrase it and say, hey, Putin, cry me a river.
Oh, there you go.
Right? Then it's fuck you to him.
Yeah. Right? See? That's why you're so good on Twitter. And I have.
I don't know.
I have less followers than Jesus did at yeah. the Last Supper. Okay?
By the way, you know, with Easter coming up, that's funny. I always think of Sam Kinison's joke. I know this is sacrilegious, but I can't stop laughing every time I think of it. He's like, you know, he's talking about, you know, Good Friday, Jesus hanging on the cross, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he's up there. I mean, and he's going through absolute agony, right? And he's like, you know, I did what I could, you know, and Father, why have you forsaken me, Father? And all the women are underneath the cross going, oh, you know, Jesus, why did he have to die? Why did God have to take him? And Jesus goes, I wouldn't have to if somebody get a ladder and a pair of pliers.
Well, he was a preacher. That's why he
yeah.
was into the,
yeah.
he was, man, what great man. You know, I worked for his the guy that was there, one of the, Carl LeBeau. I worked
yeah,
he,
Carl.
He, unfortunately, he passed away too.
He did,
but he was there the day that the car accident.
He was, and wasn't there? Okay, there's a bit of scandal around that a lot of non-comedians don't know. There is, I wouldn't say proof. There's no DNA proof, but everybody kind of agrees now. That the daughter born to Carl LeBeau many, many years ago was not his. It was, in fact, Sam Kinison's.
Yeah.
Because
you know,
Sam was
yeah.
messing around with Carl's wife.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was sort of this sort of open secret. And I don't know that, did the door ever get closed on that? I mean, I think everybody
know.
Just kind of acknowledged, yeah, that's what happened. But,
yeah, maybe. And there was also speculation that something about when he died, that somebody might have been driving. It might not have been him. They always said he was driving. I thought that's what you were referring to.
No, I'd heard that too.
It might have been somebody else driving, but like at the I guess after the accident, it was like, because it was one of those accidents that Sam Kinison thought he was going to be okay after he
yes.
got, after they,
yeah.
you know, because I've never been in a really serious accident, but if you are, I guess it happens so quick that you don't even realize you're actually hurt more than you are at the moment. And Sam Kinison said, "Get out of the driver's seat. They're gonna think you did it. It's gonna ruin your life." So that's what I heard happen.
Really?
He switched,
okay.
And then he died. He ended up dying there, but he ended up. Well, anyway, that's the story. I don't know if it's true.
You know, it's funny. I mean, who
I don't
knows?
Want this to be fake podcast news here.
Yeah, this is before TikTok, right? So we didn't have this on film. But I had read several times that. Sam's last words were simply, okay, like, all right. He doesn't want to go, but I get it. I got to go now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, who really knows, right? But I was looking up whether Carl LeBeau's daughter was, in fact, Sam Kinison's. And, you know, there's all kinds of, You Google things very directly, like, was Carl LeBove's daughter actually Sam Kinison's? And you get like 900
really,
you know, answers that don't answer the question. So I really don't know. It says, Sam Kinison's secret love child. DNA test allegedly proved a friend's daughter was fathered by the late comic. Now, the friend is Carl LeBove. And I, you know, look, both of these guys are gone, and I don't mean to besmirch either of them.
Yeah, no.
We know what a comic's life is. It's a tough way to go. So, but anyway, it's you Google it, people.
You Google it.
Yeah, we just ordered McDonald's. You didn't even know that, Sal, did you?
I ordered McDonald's. We're going to wrap this up. We ordered McDonald's. We had White Castle earlier.
You know what?
We're having McDonald's. We're having wine. This is a special, special weekend.
It's a very special. We've had
no steaks.
Yeah. We spent like $15 on McDonald's and $300 on wine. But you know what's going on? And we haven't even talked about it at all.
What's
and I'm glad we haven't, is the Grammys. Fuck them.
Oh, I don't have any interest in it.
I don't know any of these nominees. The only nominee I have no idea. Is Jackson Browne is up for Album of the Year.
Nice.
For Downhill from Everywhere. And you know what? I couldn't sound older and more decrepit now. you know, when I say, he's literally the only nominee I know. I know Kanye has got 5 nominations for what? I don't know. For being a dickhead. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have zero interest in watching the Grammys after watching the shit show that was the Oscars. Right?
No, I don't want to watch the Grammys. I just don't know who's big. I mean, you know, I don't know. Is Lady Gaga going to get an award or something?
I don't know.
Lady Gaga. Bradley Cooper doing a duet. I don't know. I'm probably a couple years behind. I don't know. K-pop is big, right? K-pop.
I don't know. Maybe. I know that was. Maybe. I think that's faded a little bit.
Is it?
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a strange kind of time because I normally keep up on this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe is Neil Young going to be there, or is it sponsored by Spotify and he's not showing up?
I don't think Neil Young's showing up. I don't think any of the old stalwarts are showing up except Jackson Browne, who keeps putting out awesome music.
Good for him, man.
So we've covered everything.
Yeah, we got everything going on. Like I said, thank you so much for listening to the Sal and Bob Show. BobPhillips.com, SalDemillo.com.
We're so social.
Kansas is your NCAA winner. We are very, very social. Check us out
oh my God.
On all the platforms. Good night, everybody.
Good night.